Fabiano Golgo has held a series of top positions at various Czech publications, including the local edition of Playboy and the street newspaper Nový Prostor. On top of that, he is often steered against the media mainstream and never stopped provoking both his readers and colleagues. Most recently, his brawl with one of the country's biggest publishers, Mafra, made him complain about a lack of freedom of press in the country. I sat down with Fabiano Golgo and began by asking him how he ended up in Prague.
It's a very weird story, non-typical. I was 9 years old and I won a contest to become a children TV host. And my colleague was called Ivo Brhlík, so his parents were Czech. That means that from the age of nine, I didn't have many friends because I didn't go to school anymore. I was taught directly in the studio. And what happened is that my only friend was this guy whose parents were both Czech immigrants. They were musicians who were in Brazil in 1968 and stayed there once the Warsaw troops entered Prague. So I grew up around a Czech person. And through him, I met another seven Czechs with whom I had friendship, let's put it this way, for years. So it was a natural thing. Once I went to the United States when I was 19 to study journalism, after that I studied cultural anthropology, and I was trying to decide where I go to do my studies, my doctorate on anthropology. And everybody was going to Papua New Guinea or the Amazon, and I decided to go to Czech Republic. So that's how I ended up here.
Did you find, or do you still find, Czechs an interesting subject of anthropological study?
Oh, rather interesting, because when I was studying anthropology, of course, we were paying attention too much to very old cultures and more primitive cultures, and I was fascinated by the fact that actually when we think that we are all so much alike, that there would be so many differences and so many things to find out. I am so fascinated by Czechs that I've been here for almost 15 years, and I really do not see myself going anywhere else.
Most foreign journalists who live in Prague usually work for foreign media, but you have had a long career of being editor-in-chief in various Czech publications. Was it difficult to enter the Czech media environment when you first came?
Actually, surprisingly easy. I didn't plan to enter the Czech media scene. I was a correspondent for Jornal do Brasil, who was one of the main newspapers in Brazil at the time. And when there was a crisis on Czech television during Christmas year 2000, all the international correspondents were home. I was the only weird foreigner who didn't go home. My family was actually here, and I consider myself an immigrant, not one of those guys that come here for a while to do something and then go back home. I would never go back home. So basically, I was the only guy here. And on Christmas, and a couple of journalists from foreign countries, including from the New York Times, Eric was his name, he called me and said, "Fabiano, are you in Prague? Please, there's a revolution going on Czech television, go there." And I served as the guy who told him what was going on. So he used me as a source. Well, while I was on the so-called Velin, the headquarters, the newsroom for the TV, for Czech television during the strike, and we were all locked in there, after that I was called by Lidové Noviny, by David Schorf, who said, "Oh, that's interesting, some Brazilian who is a source for the New York Times and who speaks Czech." And Lidové Noviny started to ask me to write articles about things like the telenovela phenomenon in Czech Republic, being from Brazil, that I would understand that, until I wrote an article about the TV Nova and its director, which had a lot of repercussion because the director, Vladimir Zelezny, decided to attack me for three Saturdays in a row on TV. And because of that one episode, I was invited directly to become editor-in-chief of a magazine called Red Hot. The owner of a publishing house called Stratosfera liked the style of the text that I used on that article about Zelezny, and he said that that's the style he wanted for his magazine. And from then on, I was invited from one magazine to another. From Red Hot, I went to Playboy. From Playboy to Nový Prostor, I went to, which is a homeless old magazine. From that, I went to direct 11 magazines on Mladá Fronta, very traditional magazines like the popular science magazine Veda Technica, Mládeže, Maminka, all kinds of very traditional magazines. And then I ended up directing Daily Metro. So it was not through traditional ways. It was not that I became well-known as a journalist. I actually made 3 or 4 commentaries on Lido Venovini, and that catapulted me to other positions.
You mentioned the dispute with Lido Venovini, or rather with the publisher, the owner of Lido Venovini, and you wrote it's going to close down, and they asked you to pull the story off. Based on that, you basically now say that there is not enough freedom of press in the Czech Republic, and you made comparison with Austria and other countries. How do you see that there is not as much freedom of press in the Czech Republic as elsewhere?
Because of this, I didn't say Lido Venovini would finish. I asked it. I said, will Lido Venovini finish? And then, where is the freedom of the press if someone who has been editor-in-chief of at least 15 magazines, so I'm not someone who jumped from parachutes from nowhere, who actually has, and I added on my blog, 5 or 6 things, very similar things. I predicted what was going to happen around the same people. It's my same friends that I have around Tiden and Lido Venovini, and they actually happened, even though they were denied. So after all that, I write an article that starts with, according to my sources, and then every single affirmation I said, the words udajnie and pri, so it's like supposedly, there's no freedom of the press when a lawyer from one corporation, from one company, communicates with another lawyer and or another company, and they took off my article without letting me anything. I'm a known person. I've directed many vehicles. I wrote something that anyone who knows me in the media knows that I have those friends in Lido Venovini. Many hints came afterwards showing that what I was mentioning is true. So it's not that there is a huge lack of freedom of press. It's just that nobody cared that some foreigner who wrote something, although he has been, you know, he has had a position that gives him credibility, was attacked by some corporation. I'm emotional about this because I really feel I never thought this was going to happen with me. And if it had happened in Brazil years ago before the change that we went through, I would understand. But in Europe, so I am definitely going to Freedom House, to the European Journalism Center, to Brussels, to Strasbourg, anywhere, because Aktuálně CZ did not have the right to just simply censor me.
You also touched upon some sensitive Czech issues in your comments and in your articles, particularly for the website Britská listy. The Radio Prague already talked to you about the famous incident with the racist cat from the children's tales. You also said no wonder the Czech, the word robot comes from Czech when you were talking about Czech journalists. Do you enjoy this?
I admit I'm a provocateur. I see the type of journalism that I do. Once I'm not a real journalist in the sense that I don't go make reports, I don't go make some investigation. I'm a columnist. I'm someone who has directed media, and then I use my sources in commentary, in so-called high commentary. When I wrote an article that between quotes said Czechs stink. I was doing the thing that saying, look, well, when Czechs talk about gypsies, when gypsies feel offended, Czechs tend to show that what they said about gypsies is true, that we can show that it's true. And the point is not that, is that it may be true, but it's not true about every single gypsy, every single Romani, and that they will feel bad about that. So I said, well, in Brazil, for example, when we want to say that someone didn't take a full shower, is stinking a little bit, we say banho checo, that this person took a banho checo. Banho checo means a Czech shower. This came up from, there's different possible sources. It's something that has been used for more than 60 years. We had a president from Czech origins, Juscelino Kubitschek. Czech. His mother had something to do with Bacha. Basically, there's some legend around this that he made a joke and this stayed. Whatever the truth is, what I was saying is not that Czechs stink, is that there may be this perception actually by many foreigners. And once I read in a guide, in a tourist guide from Folders, they were warning this, that it is possible that we will find in trams and other and banks. What was interesting is this. Of course, we can go to many places in the world, in Brazil, where it's very hot. There's lots of people stinking. Is that we don't expect the middle class to stink, to people who are dressed in a specific way. Always when there's poverty or proletarians, people working, of course we will expect that they will stink. What we don't expect is a lady that looks like a mother mother of two kids who works in a bank, to not have showered or not have her clothes well, you know, ventilated through the night. So it's all about relativity. As an anthropologist, to me, it's just characteristics. Just like in Brazil, people are very loud and gesticulate. This can be bad for a Swedish or an Austrian and great for an Italian or and nothing right next to some Spanish or whatever. It is the same thing. I was trying to point this out. But Czechs are very touchy about foreigners giving opinions. And I understand why, because most foreigners don't know what they're talking about. They come here, they think Czechs are about Kafka and I don't know what other, Havel and all these things. What people don't understand is that I really immigrated. I'm here for 15 years. I don't go anywhere. So in my case, it's just that I am looking at Czechs from the point of view of a person who lives here. And of course, if I thought it was so bad, I would not be here. I thought it was very bad Brazil, and I then found out America was even worse. That's why I ended up here. But I do write articles that try to provoke some thought. One example is that I am homosexual, but I wrote against a homosexual partnership. Not against. I also wrote a huge piece for Lidové Noviny, a full page, where I'm saying, do we need that? Do we need to have gay partnership before we are actually really accepted? Does that help in acceptance? And I'm not saying yes or no. I just wanted to do something that no gay would do in general.